Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Merry Christmas, y'all. The first reading is from Luke 1, 57 through 63. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John," and all of them were amazed. The second reading is from John 1, 6 through 9, not as listed in your bulletin. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Nothing is ever the same when a baby is born into a family. We all have to make adjustments when the new member of the family arrives. Life is simply never the same. This Advent season, we are looking at four very special Bible babies as we look together to discover how a baby changes everything.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is the fourth Sunday in this preparation time for Christmas, the season of Advent. For the last few Sundays, we've been looking at particular Bible babies. Babies of the scriptures that had particular significance and influence, and somehow or another pointed the way to the birth of the baby Jesus. We started with Moses and his birth in ancient Egypt during a time of slavery and oppression, in a time of great violence against the Hebrew people, and how his mother hid him in a basket in the Nile, and his remarkable, amazing, miraculous rescue. We learned about the baby Samuel, whose parents were of great age and childless until Hannah, the mother, prayed fervently to God, and God answered her prayer, and she delivered the baby Samuel and promised him and dedicated him to the work of God. And so Samuel became the very first of the Old Testament prophets, coming in a time of chaos and anarchy, and was able to be the one to anoint the first kings of Israel, to point the way to the true king. Today, the last of the prophets in the tradition of the Old Covenant, John, the baptizer. There was a man sent from God, the scripture says, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. But he was not the light. His mission, he came to testify to the true light that was coming into the world. A kind of an advance man, a precursor, one who comes before to prepare the way, to set the scene, to make sure everything's in place, to get us all ready for the one who is to come. That was John's role. That was John's mission. So I've been trying to think, what in our common experience do we find from time to time that offers us teasers of things that are about to take place to get us ready for the big event. So I thought of movie trailers. You know, you can't go to a movie these days. You get there on time, but for the first 20 minutes, you're looking at previews. Okay, so I'm going to give you three previews. Actually, these are words from three movie previews. And see if you can guess from the words what the movie is. Okay? They're contemporary. These are not overly difficult. See the journey that started it all. What's the movie? The Hobbit. Just curious, have you seen The Hobbit? I'm just taking a poll. Okay. When all you've ever known is lost, a life of an adventure, a life of friendship. Yeah, this wasn't on top of your list, was it? When all you've ever known is lost, a life of an adventure, a life of friendship. It is Life of Pi. I mean, see Life of Pi. Okay. Yeah, we're getting lower. Not as many moviegoers as I thought. Okay. Last one. Here we go. A past he cannot escape, a fate she cannot change, and a dream of a new tomorrow. Les Miserables. Nobody's seen that yet, I don't think. It's coming Christmas Day. A past he cannot escape, a fate she cannot change, and a dream of a new tomorrow. All these sound kind of biblical, don't they? I mean, they have some kind of ring to it. Well, here's the teaser that Isaiah gave us. See, there's going to be one day a messenger who comes ahead. He's going to prepare the way. He is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John had a purpose, coming to prepare the way, to set hearts ready for the one who is to come, for the Messiah. He was not the light, but he came to bear testimony to the light. John's birth is out of the grand tradition of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament prophets. His father Zechariah and his mother Elizabeth were of old and great age, but were childless. They were of the Levitical family, meaning they were of the clan of the priests. On this particular occasion, it was Zechariah's turn by lot to perform the priestly duty in the Jerusalem temple. And the job was to change out the incense in the Holy of Holies. This was a job that was early in the morning and late in the evening. It was his turn on this particular day to change the incense in the Holy of Holies. So he goes into the most holy and sacred place in all of Judaism. He was alone, it was dark, and it was silent. And out of that moment, a voice spoke. An angel of God startles Zechariah to the core of his being, and the angel who says what angels say in these moments, "Don't be afraid. For I have come of God to give you a message. And the message is that you and your wife will bear a son." Listen up. And he's listening. "He shall be great. He shall call the people back to God. He shall not take a razor to his head. And he shall never abide in strong drink. And you shall name him John." Zechariah, a bit bewildered, realizing the great age of he and his wife, says, "How can this be?" And the angel says, "I am Gabriel. I am in the presence of God Almighty, and he sends you this message. And because you have doubt, from this moment until the day of this occurrence, you shall not speak." So when the angel went away, Zechariah left the Holy of Holies, opens the door to the outside of the temple, to where the throng has been waiting long, because they knew this shouldn't have taken all that long. And he seeks to recite the benediction, and his voice is gone. Until the day of the event when Elizabeth bears her son. And everybody knew that she was going to name him Zechariah, but no, she says his name's going to be John. And everybody's confused. This is not a family name. And so they go to Zechariah and they say, "What is to be the name of this child?" And he asks for a tablet. The scripture says he asked for a tablet, but obviously he asked for a tablet. And he wrote down, "His name shall be John." From the very beginning, John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, knew his role. He was a prophet in the tradition of the Old Testament. His job was to prepare the hearts for the coming of the Messiah. Now, Zechariah was so thrilled, so overcome with emotion, that he could not contain himself, and so he prays. Prays one of the great canticle prayers of the New Testament. It even has a liturgical name called the Benedictus. It's one of the great canticles of the Advent season. Now, a couple of Sundays ago, I asked you to read Hannah's song, Hannah's prayer, the prayer of Samuel's mother, who prayed this prayer of ecstasy at the birth of her son. After so many years of childlessness, God blesses her with this child. She can't contain herself, and she prays this prayer. Very similar to the prayer that Mary prays when she understands that she's about to bear the Son of God. At that time, I asked the women, all female voices, to pray this prayer for us. But this is Zechariah's prayer. This is a father's prayer. So men, it's our time. So men, boys, masculine voices, this is our prayer. And I invite you to pray it with me. Are we ready? Here we go. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. He has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he made to our ancestor Abraham, so we might serve him in holiness and righteousness all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen." John was clear in who he was. He was not the light, but he was to testify to the light. People would come to him and say, "Are you the Messiah?" And he would say, "No, I must decrease so that he may increase." He said, "I'm not even worthy to untie the laces from his sandals." He would point to Jesus and he would say, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John knew his mission. His mission as a prophet in the tradition of the Old Covenant to reform the Judaism of his day, to renew the Jewish covenant with God, to bring people back into right relationship with their God, to reinforce Jewish identity in the midst of a Roman oppression. Be clear and remember who you are, where we came from, and what we are about, and what we believe. And to repent from any idolatry. Come back to God. And the scriptures say that all of Jerusalem went to the Jordan River. All of the people of all of Judea flocked to John in the Jordan to be baptized for their repentance, to reclaim their identity, to hold fast to who they are and prepare the heart for the coming of their Messiah. He was clear. One wonders if we need Christian prophets today in that same mode. To reform the Christianity of this day. Churches that seem to have got distracted and need a sense of reform, renewal. For us to be called back from time to time into right relationship with God. To reinforce our Christian identity and a multiplicity, pluralistic world in which we live to honor and claim the name Christian and what that means. That we profoundly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And to repent from our sins, from our own distractions, and our own false gods. A couple of weeks ago, I told you, wrote in one of my columns about a longtime friend of mine, Randy Brooks. Randy has the dubious distinction of having written the famous and acclaimed Christmas carol, "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer." That's not the only song Randy has written. Before he wrote that one, he wrote this famous tune called "Will You Be Ready at the Plate When Jesus Throws the Ball?" Or will your life be an infield fly? Or a base hit off the wall? No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. So will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Or calls you on the phone? Call to repentance, a call to turn and get us back in right relationship with God. That was the mission of John. What is the mission of Jesus? It's very different. The mission of Jesus was to transform the world by opening the realm of God's forgiving love and saving grace to all people. The mission of Jesus was not for a particular people, but for all people, to transform the world. The mission of Jesus was to begin God's new creation, beginning with his birth, so that all may claim a new birth by God's reconciling Spirit. God was reconciling the world to himself in the person of Jesus Christ. That was the mission. The mission of Jesus was to embody the eternal life of the kingdom of God and to offer to all who hold fast to that faith. We are eternal beings who hold fast to the faith of Jesus Christ and to call disciples into a new covenant community of grace, the church, his body incarnate and present in the world. That's the mission of Jesus. Very different. We've been talking about babies and about when babies enter families, life changes. Things change. New priorities, new schedules, new responsibilities. Things change. But this season, when we think of Christmas and the power of what that means, we're reminded of a particular baby. A baby who changed everything. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.